To item eight, pheasant marketing update. So would it work to do that and then take a break and then reconvene to address the petition? I'm told the petitioner will be available at or around 11 o'clock. So Emily, we'll turn it to you.
All right, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, hopefully I'm not echoing. Well, good morning, Chairman Jensen, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler. My name's Emily Keel. I'm a senior advisor to Secretary Hepler. And if I could just steal a minute here, I just want to express my thanks to Mary Ann and Scott for their work on the commission over the years, and it was a pleasure getting to meet them and work with them as well. And to you, Chairman Jensen, have really appreciated getting to work with you and alongside you on several issues over the last 8 years. Your leadership was not only influential, but really adaptive management at best, and you helped our department really buck the status quo and charge us to advocate for change, and that comes apparent through the reducing of the participation barriers that we've been actively involved in, and really improving our communication and awareness on all fronts. And really, you advocated for this pheasant hunting marketing work group and the strategy of development that came out of the marketing campaign over this last year to really ensure that our residents and non-residents are aware that South Dakota is the best place to pheasant hunt and to visit, for that matter. Without this significant investment, and you know, with time and resources and your leadership and vision, you know, it may not have happened. And so I just really thank you on behalf of the work group and our team with within the department and then with Department of Tourism as well.
Thank you, Emily.
And you also shared that vision with Governor Noem simultaneously. So in front of you this morning, commissioners, is the November-December issue of Covey Rise. It's that upland lifestyle magazine that we've mentioned here at the commission meetings in the past. And it features a 10-page spread on Governor Noem talking about habitat conservation, what she grew up doing at home and on her farm and with her family, and then she's also featured on the cover. So this is a pretty special issue for us at the department, as well as the state of South Dakota, with some, which demonstrates a really great example of public relations as it ties back to this campaign in conjunction with our paid traditional and digital efforts. So with that, we do just have a brief update on where we're at with our key performance indicators. Kirk Hulstein from Department of Tourism is going to provide you with some intel on that, and then we're going to turn it over to Tanaya Bethke. She's also going to give you guys an update on the female demographic and the key performance indicators that we've outlined there, and then briefly just outline how our campaign is performing today versus some of our baseline data. So, Kirk, go ahead, please.
Thanks, Em. Chairman, members of the commission, thanks again for having me. Kirk Hulstein with the Department of Tourism here. For those that haven't seen this report, and I don't know, Chris, if you'd be able to pull that up or if they have it all in front of them already, but so far to date, and this is tracking through November, we've had 7,547 total license sales, and we try to emphasize this each time, that this is not the campaign as a whole. This is not the full 700,000 that these can be tied to. This is simply roughly about 50,000 that's just tied to paid search efforts. Because at this point, those are the only ones that we can confidently tie directly to the licensing system. Just a very small piece, but we're still super excited about it. I ran a few numbers just on what the average visitor spend or those that come to hunt would spend. And if you figure that, you know, $1,600 per hunter, we're still looking at 12.8 million directly tied just to the paid search efforts. So pretty exciting stuff there, and that's just, again, small piece. Moving on to the site traffic. So there's the license sales is more about our long-term effort, but we want to track some of these marketing indicators that we can do more in real time. And so far we've had about, 4.2 million that have visited the website that we can tie back to the campaign. And that is a 35% increase. Just for comparison purposes, when looking at, you know, last year's growth, we recognized a 16%. So we are seeing lift from the campaign. Email subscribers, we've so far seen a 19% lift in subscribers to the GFMP email system. And that is about even with what we've seen last year. So not a huge amount of additional growth on that piece, but we'll continue on that effort. And then in terms of our social following, and I believe that is Facebook and Instagram, Emily might have to clarify that, but for those that we are tracking, we have seen an 11% growth in that piece, which again is exceeding prior year's growth. So we are making some movement on that. This map that you can see below is just where your orange is going to be where the majority of our impressions are hitting, with the yellow states on this more of a secondary effort. And then so far to date, we have spent close to 626,000, 16 million impressions, and those are just what we estimate as views, those that have actually seen it but may not have clicked into it or subscribed or may have not watched one of the videos, but we believe those are the impressions that have been shown to visitors, potential visitors. The total engagements of those that actually took action is 863,000. That comes to about $1.30 per engagement that we've seen. So with that, those are, you know, just our high-level indicators that we continue to watch monthly amongst others, but we try to keep this at a higher level. And then I believe Tanaya here is going to do a deeper dive into some of the R3 efforts related to this campaign as well. So Tanaya, I'll turn it over to you. Thanks all.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Hepler. So Emily and Frank have done a great job of laying the foundation and the big view of the work that we're doing. My job in this team is to focus in on some of the R3 efforts and ways that we plan on tuning in this campaign to benefit recruitment, retention, and reactivation as we move ahead. And so all this first year, we've been spending a lot of our time looking at the basic baseline of information. How do our current hunters behave? And then how can we impact that their behavior? How can we influence them as we move forward? And so we've taken a look at overall small game data, overall small game hunters, how do they behave, and then how have we influenced behavior as a result of this campaign? And in my opinion, our recruitment efforts, that doesn't tell a compelling story, not yet. Our reactivation efforts as a part of this campaign doesn't necessarily tell a compelling story, not yet. But to me, as a result of our efforts within 2020, one of the biggest and most notable stories that we can tell is what our retention impacts have been. And so across all small game license sales beyond the marketing campaign, we retained 44% of our hunters in 2020. As a result of our marketing campaign, we retained 64% of our hunters as a result of that marketing campaign. That's a 20% increase, and that's a compelling story that tells us that we are keeping more of our hunters than we normally would. And that's an incredible story to be able to tell. What this also tells us is as we move into 2021, we can continue to pour focus into recruitment and reactivation efforts. Overall, we do know that reactivation is up, and we can tap into that. We are learning more and more every single day as we make this long-term investment and continue to lay a very strong foundation build off of in the future. So I mentioned 2021 is a year to focus on recruitment and reactivation. Another piece of that I'd like to speak to is the female population that we've identified as a new target market for the campaign. So again, as I mentioned, our job is to look at how overall people, our behaviors are performing and then how we can impact those hunters' behaviors with our marketing efforts. So when I started digging in on how this campaign is impacting female target markets, I noticed that they were currently underperforming. Across all of our license sales as a department, females represent about 10% of the total license purchases that are made. In small game, women represent about 8% of the total purchases that are made within our licensing system. And within this campaign, only about 4% of those purchases were being made by women. And so we identified women as being one of our highest needs moving forward to specifically reach out and target. So to me, that's very exciting. This gives us a huge opportunity to build up our assets, and we've already started focusing on that in 2020. We lack pictures and marketing messages specifically targeted at female behavior. And yet they are the fastest growing hunting demographic in the nation. There's a report that came out this year from National Geographic where the proportion of women who hunt has increased 25% since 2006. And it's our job to harness that growth and to drive that behavior and that traffic within our small game marketing. And I don't think women hunters have ever been accepted or as celebrated as they are in this decade. And that is something that our department can join in on and help contribute to. And that's a very exciting opportunity for us as well. So, KPIs that we've identified. Within the three existing target markets that we have, the lapsed youth, the adventure naturalists, and our traditionalists, our focus is to be very aggressive with female representation. While females in our regular markets typically only represent 10% of those purchases, we've decided that those target markets will have at least 25% representation of women. And then our own separate target market specifically targeted at women will have 100% representation. So it's a pretty exciting time for us to take a look at our foundation and to build off of it and continue to push ourselves to new limits and new achievements. With that, I'd like to open it up to any questions.
Questions? Comments, Secretary Hepler?
I just been very impressed with the amount of work, and the collaboration between our agencies has just been tremendous. I want to thank Secretary Hagan for reaching out. At least to my knowledge, it's pretty unique how we've combined our forces and how we're moving forward. And Tanai, you always do an outstanding job, but there are three very articulate as normal. Thank you for that. Em, Kurt, thank you for all the work you've done. And going back again, Chairman, I think it was pushing from this commission to help us go down that road too. And certainly out of the governor's office, they certainly support this. So, well done. And I think we're only starting to see those seeds now. But if you go remember, this is a 3-year program. Just imagine where we're going to be in 3 years. And really, it takes a couple of years typically to really show results, and we're already seeing some of those. If nothing else, is mining some information out about it as far as going back after females. That in itself is almost worth the money we've invested to date. So, okay, well done, everybody involved. I appreciate it.
Yep, I agree. And it's a challenging year to be, to say the least, to be in the marketing business. And so that'll all straighten around too. And it will be exciting to see what happens 2, 3, 4 years down the road. Any other questions, comments, observations? Okay, let's take a break and we'll come back at